CDC, little-known virus with no vaccine spreading in U.S. The human metapneumovirus is spreading in the United States, including in California and the Great Lakes region. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, symptoms include cough, fever, and nasal congestion, and unlike better-known respiratory viruses, HMPV does not have a vaccine or known treatments, the CDC said. There's no specific treatment that's generally recommended, Dr. Dean Bloomberg, chief of pediatric infectious diseases at the University of California Davis Children's Hospital, said in a video released by the school. For the youngest children, using a bulb syringe to clear the congestion can be useful. Sometimes a humidifier or vaporizer may be useful, especially if they have something like croup as a complication of infection and trying to make sure that they don't get dehydrated and get enough fluids. Hospitalized patients typically receive supportive care or oxygen if they need it, and intravenous fluids to prevent or treat dehydration. Of nationwide tests that were positive for respiratory viruses in the week ending February 28, 5% tested positive for HMPV, the highest percentage for HMPV since mid-2025. The percentage is lower than that of influenza and respiratory syncytial virus, but higher than that of COVID-19, according to the National Respiratory and Enteric Virus Surveillance System. California and New Jersey are among the states that have recently reported HMPV cases. According to the CDC, cases have been recorded in all regions of the country. Data voluntarily reported to the California Department of Public Health from clinical laboratories show an increase in HMPV test positivity to 8.6% during the week ending February 28. A spokesperson for the department told the Epoch Times in an email on March 10. The HMPV levels in California at this point are higher than during four of the past five respiratory virus seasons. The seasons run from the fall into the following year. While levels are currently higher than previous seasons, HMPV most commonly causes mild respiratory illness in people of all ages, the spokesperson said. Severe illness is less common, however. It can occur in young children, older adults, those with chronic medical conditions, and people with weakened immune systems. Bloomberg also said symptoms are usually mild, but that the virus can lead to more severe complications, particularly in young children, the elderly, and others with weaker immune systems. HMPV usually starts circulating later in the season than influenza and RSV. Researchers with the University of Pittsburgh School of Public Health and other institutions said in a study published in February, they found that the virus also peaks later, often in April. The researchers said the study showed HMPV was an important cause of respiratory symptoms among both children and adults. Experts recommend practicing good hygiene during the virus season to prevent HMPV and other viruses, including covering one's mouth when coughing or sneezing and frequently washing one's hands.